Hello and welcome. This is level 2 of The Edge. If you are listening to this file, you should already have listened to level 1 and you should pretty much know what to expect. Now after listening to this file, you can only have an orgasm after you write down "I want to have an orgasm" on a piece of paper and wait for 24 hours. And after the 24 hours are up, you have a 1 hour window to have your orgasm. And if you try to have an orgasm without, you will find that it's simply impossible, so that's easier for you to just stay on the edge and enjoy it. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. And focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water. You just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach, and you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you, and you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening? Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more. As if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper, and I write the number 7 into the sand. And you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. As the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. As the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing. Silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself. And in yourself, all there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish. As you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body as you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more, as you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, you descend stopping, you just float in a bubble, warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to get to level 2 of the Edge. That's right. Once you listen to this file, you will be unable to have an orgasm. The only way to have an orgasm will be to write on a piece of paper, "I want an orgasm," and then wait for 24 hours. And after you waited 24 hours, you will have exactly 1 hour in which you are able to have an orgasm. That's right. Now, of course, this waiting time is designed to help you to achieve a longer and longer time without an orgasm. Whenever it's overwhelming, you might fill out the piece of paper. But then again, you have 24 hours to think about it, 24 hours to wonder if these 2 or 3 seconds of orgasms are really worth throwing all the time you charged up your pleasures away. That's right, you will have 24 hours to think about it, to wonder if it's really worth to throw away days or even weeks of charging your pleasure higher and higher, of accumulating all this pleasure, to throw it all away for just those 2 or 3 seconds of orgasm.
That's right.
Of course, not being able to have an orgasm will make it incredibly easy for you to etch longer and longer. Just imagine. Imagine being able to pleasure yourself all you want without any risk of having an orgasm. Because you know it's impossible for you to have an orgasm unless you either fill out the paper and write down, "I want an orgasm," and wait 24 hours, or until you tear up the contract. Now what we are going to do is installing this barrier in your mind. And you likely have experienced a situation where you wanted to have an orgasm, where you were pleasuring yourself, and you found it was just impossible, impossible to go over the edge. And so you just kept going and build more and more arousal, because you knew you have to get over the orgasm somehow. And it maybe became more about just finishing it than even enjoying the orgasm. And right now, we are creating this state in your mind permanently. You know that the only way you can have an orgasm is to either end this experience, or write, "I want an orgasm," on a piece of paper and wait for 24 hours. And once the 24 hours are up, you have 1 hour to have the orgasm. Now what we are going to do is install a rubber wall in your mind. A rubber wall that will make it impossible to go over the edge. And right now, I'd like you to imagine it. I'd like you to imagine being just on the edge of orgasm. And you can feel it. You know you're close. You can feel the pleasure. And you know you have to go over the edge. There's this distinct point where you go over the edge, the point of no return. And once you're over the point of no return, the orgasm just happens. And now imagine, it would be impossible to reach this point of no return, because the rubber wall keeps you from going over the edge. And of course, it's a rubber wall. You can lean into it. You can push into it. But you know, it's rubber. It's elastic. It will just push back. And the more you push, the more it pushes back. And this rubber wall is unbreakable, because you know, and especially your subconscious mind knows, that you wanted this experience. This rubber wall will only materialize once you write the level 2 on your commitment, on our little contract. And once you do it, your subconscious mind knows it's something you want. And because it knows it's something you want, it will be impossible for you to break this rubber wall. And this rubber wall will just hold you there. Just imagine it. Just imagine being right at the edge of orgasm, and you're leaning into this rubber wall. And because it's transparent, you might even feel so close, you might even look down the edge, seeing your orgasm so close, knowing without the rubber wall, you would already tumble down into an orgasm, just enjoying the orgasm, experience it full force. But the rubber wall just stops you, just makes it impossible to fall down, to go over the edge. That's right. And the more you try to push, the more the rubber wall gives in. And yet, you have to exert yourself. You have to actively push, where the rubber wall counters you, always counters you, and just waits for the moment when you're tired to push you back. You know it's impossible to break this rubber wall. It's impossible to get through. It will always hold you back, and it will make it impossible to go over the edge. And that's right. It will simply be impossible. You can stay there right on the edge for as long as you want, and yet you will never go over. Well, unless you write, "I want an orgasm," on a piece of paper and wait 24 hours. And yet, in that case, you have 24 hours to think about it, to wonder, if the 2 or 3 seconds of orgasm are really worth throwing away all the time you spend to charge up your lust, your pleasure, your arousal, all the work you put into building it, all the edging you did. That's right. So I want you to feel it right now, to imagine it, to experience it. Just imagine being right there, right on the edge, ready for this orgasm. And yet you find it's completely impossible to go over the edge. It's completely impossible to reach this magical point of no return. And whatever you do, however much you stimulate yourself, however long you edge, it's simply impossible. And of course you will find that this barrier is growing stronger and stronger every time you pleasure yourself. And every time you try to break it, it will just become stronger. That's right. There's nothing you can do. And the more you try to break it, the more you try to push through it, the stronger it will become, making it even more impossible to have an orgasm. That's right. And you might understand that the orgasm is really happening in your brain. And it's really a decision of your subconscious mind. And while it's easy to use hypnosis to give someone an orgasm whenever you want, even when they're not aroused at the time, it's even easier to prevent someone from having an orgasm, because you have this rubber wall, this barrier, that simply makes it impossible to go over the edge. And this going over the edge happens in your brain, not in your genitals. And as long as your subconscious mind knows that you accepted this trigger, it will make it impossible to have an orgasm. And once you write the level 2 on a little contract on your commitment to edge, you will feel it. You will feel this rubber wall sliding into place, making it absolutely impossible to go over the edge, locking you in this state. And you know the only way to get around it is writing, "I want to have an orgasm," on a piece of paper, and then wait 24 hours. And after 24 hours are up, you have 1 hour to enjoy your orgasm. That's right. You have a window of 1 hour to enjoy your orgasm. And of course, this will make having orgasms a little bit harder. And to have an orgasm, you will need a little bit of planning, because you only have this 1 hour window after a 24-hour waiting period. And yet, that's exactly what you wanted when you were listening to this file. You want to experience the edge. You want to experience the build-up of pleasure, of lust, of arousal. You want to experience how high you can push yourself, how much lust, how much pleasure you can accumulate, and what little simple touches are enough to get you close to an orgasm, to get you right on the edge. And now it's time to wake back up again. And once you awake, you can write the level 2 on your contract. And the second you will feel the rubber wall coming down, making it impossible to have an orgasm. I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, your breathing, your blood pressure, your vital signs are all normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being on Edge Level 2 for me. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.